The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
When we're going about our lives, paying attention to things or not, we are operating under a variety of perspectives, a variety of worldviews. And perspective could be simply we have certain things we think are important and things that are not important. If you have, some pain in your body and you don't know what it is, your perspective, your worldview is maybe very much focused on being concerned about that pain. But then you go see the doctor and the doctor says, it's growing pains. The doctor told my son, it's growing pains. And so then, it's just growing pains. And then, okay. And then you still have the pain, but the pain is not a focus anymore. You're not like looking at it. You're not focusing on that. Or I noticed many years ago that I was in the shopping for a couch, futon couch, and I was surprised how many couch and futon stores there are. I had no idea. I had certain interests, something that I wanted, and suddenly my radar was up and I could pay attention to certain things. And so there's many things that affect our perspective or the orientation, what we focus on. And if you sit down to do mindfulness practice, meditation, for example, chances are very high that you bring with you a perspective, bring with you an orientation or things that you think are important to focus on. Even if you're not intentionally, consciously doing so, if you notice what you think about, the common themes of your thoughts, they represent what the mind, not you necessarily, but your mind thinks is important to focus on, to pay attention to think about. Since we already have a perspective or a view, orientation, preference for how we pay attention, mindfulness practice sometimes is a practice where you would preempt that and choose a perspective to pay attention to, or orientation, or choose a particular frame of reference through which to look at our experience. And for now, I'd like to mention that one of those frames of reference that's very useful for people who meditate is to be interested in how things are experienced through your body. So it's not saying you have to experience anything different, but as you experience something, as something's going on for you, how does it feel? How does it register in your body? So if you have a strong emotion, how does it feel in your body? As opposed to usual orientation is the story around the emotion. And so rather, so now the meditation, the orientation would be, how does it feel in your body? If you have a lot of thoughts, what does it feel like in your body to have a lot of thoughts? Whatever's going on, you bring it back to your body. How does your body register it? How does it feel in your body? How does it impact your body? Keep coming back and feeling the experience through the vehicle of your body. And this is considered to be very, very helpful in our tradition of meditation, of mindfulness, partly because there's such a strong orientation towards focusing on the mind, validating the mind, looking through the stories, the thoughts, the beliefs that we tell ourselves. So you keep coming back. Use that perspective. How's that experience through your body? What's it like for your body to be doing walking meditation? What's it like for the body to be breathing? What's it like for the body to just to be in the present moment? What's happening? And the body's always in the present, so it's a nice anchor. We call it an anchor. So you might try that perspective this morning. With the perspective of how you're experiencing what you're experiencing through your body. Okay? So thank you. I hope you enjoy this morning. Mm-hmm.